بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
On the occasion of the 40th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, February 11th, 2019. We are not calling for the abuse of science like what the West did. However, we insist on the country's need to flow the fountains of science among ourselves. Thank God, our nation's talent in acquiring science and research is higher than the world's average. The scientific uprising in the country that started almost two decades ago has been going on with a speed surprising for global observers. That is 11 times faster than the average pace of the world's scientific growth. Our achievements in science and technology that have put us in the 16th place among more than 200 countries in the world have surprised world observers, and in some sensitive and new fields has promoted us to the first ranks. Happened while the country was under financial and scientific sanctions. This happened while the country was under financial and scientific sanctions. In spite of having to swim against the tide made by the enemy, we have made great records, and this is a great blessing for which one needs to thank God day and night. However, the point I am making is that this travel path, despite its importance, has just been the beginning and nothing more than that.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We are still far behind the summits of the world science. We need to reach the summits. We need to go beyond the current frontiers of science in the most important fields. We are still far behind from the stage. We started from scratch. The shameful scientific retrogression during the Pahlavi and the Qajar, when the world had just started its scientific race, dealt us a heavy blow, keeping us miles behind this fast-moving train. We have started the movement now and are going forward at full speed. But these fast-forward movements need to preserve momentum for years to come so that it can compensate for the regression. I have always warmly and firmly advised and warned and called upon the universities, the academics, the research centers, and the researchers about this. However, now I'm asking all of you, the young individuals, to follow on this track with more sense of responsibility, considering it a jihad.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.